The Richard Bong State Recreation Area in rural Kenosha County is one of the better birding sites in Wisconsin. The DNR says 257 bird species have been found on Bong's 4,500 acres of ponds, marshes, woodlands, and grasslands. At Bong, DNR naturalist Beth Geppinger says she likes to teach birding by ear.
I mean, by listening to their songs, to their calls, to their movements even, you can identify a bird. And a lot of people rely on that sound versus actual sighting of a bird.
Geppinger says many birds practice not being seen.
Some birds are easier to see, of course, but they're very hard to see because they like to hang out in the bushes and they're in the brush and they just don't like to be seen very much. They're also pretty camouflaged.
Each spring, Geppinger leads a walk through part of the recreation area, stopping occasionally to hear and talk about bird sounds. Last weekend, the naturalist and a group of birders stopped at the edge of grasslands to hear a song sparrow.
That one.
Okay.
That's a song sparrow.
Geppinger explains the sparrow's song.
See if he'll call one more time for us.
Three clear notes and a jumble of sound. Once you get that one down, you will be astounded how many places you hear that.
A little later, near a small grove of trees, the group comes across a robin. Geppinger notes the bird is not happy.
There's a robin off to your right.
Yeah.
That's its alarm call.
Is he worried about something?
He's worried about us. He's probably building a nest real close here to here. Doesn't like us here.
Most of the people walking with Geppinger this day are members of a group called BOLD, or Blind Outdoor Leisure Development. BOLD helps the blind and visually impaired take part in outdoor recreation. Local organizer Marty Hutchings says learning to bird by ear is a big plus.
I love to just get out and listen to all the different sounds, and to be able to learn what I'm listening to is pretty cool too.
And Heidi Schlute, standing with her 7-year-old son Michael Diaz, says hearing birds outdoors helps expand Michael's hobby of listening to recorded bird sounds.
Put my bird seed, he lied.
He'll just sit there and listen for an hour's end at the birds.
Birding by ear outdoors has its challenges, especially near metropolitan areas. Sometimes the bird calls are obscured by loud noises from aircraft, nearby road traffic, the wind, or the birds being too far away to hear clearly. Sometimes bird listeners anywhere can get overly focused on birds that are nearby. But naturalist Beth Geppinger says people can get better at the technique.
At first, when you start, you'll be able to hear the birds right next to you. And then you'll be able to kind of widen the circle a little bit and widen it even farther, and you can hear birds from farther and farther away as you kind of ignore the ones that are close to you or categorize them and then move out.
And these next few weeks during the spring bird migration may be a prime time to go for a listen. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Kansasville.